Blog Talk Radio.
All right, and we are now live and on air. You are listening to Psychic Talk Radio, and this is your host, Reverend Adam Lee. And today we are joined by our co-host, Lolita. Hello, Lolita. How are you doing today?
I'm doing good. How are you doing today?
Doing just peachy keen. And
I was about to say what you're about to say. Go ahead.
Okay. And it looks like we have one caller here on today's show. But before we get to you, we want to make an announcement for everyone tuning in and listening to the show today. Once more, please don't forget to check out our website at howpsychic.com. That's howpsychic.com. And check out our great specials. Today we're featuring a twofer on the half an hour. If you buy a half an hour's worth of time for Reverend Adam, which is myself, you will receive a free half an hour with that. We also are featuring a buy two and get one on the one-hour reading, also on the website. So with the one-hour reading, if you buy two, you will get one. And on the half an hour, if you buy one, you'll get one free. These can be used by yourself, or you can even share it with someone else. And we're going to go ahead and start taking callers now. Are you ready with us, Loey?
Yep. All right, area code 313-482, please state your name, where you're calling from, and go right into your question.
I'm Sherry, calling from Michigan. I just want to know, my daughter, for the last week, she has not been home. She's 21. She has a daughter, and I just feel like something ain't right. I don't know, is she hanging around the wrong person or something, and I'm just trying to figure out what's going on.
Okay. Well, it's not so much the wrong person, hon. What I'm receiving here is that there's just depression going on, and she's gone a little bit deeper into that, so she's wanting to pull away and kind of be by herself. I also feel that the depression not only deals with surface-level issues going on in her current life, but I feel somehow also it is in relation to what's happened with the father. So let me ask you this. How much was the father involved in her life?
Not much.
Okay, well, there's some healing that she's going through right now. And what I will tell you is that she will come around, but for right now, just, you know, try and reinforce with positive energy and positivity whenever she does come back around. And she will, you know, she might just come back around to communicate here and there, or maybe not at all until she's ready to come out of the depression. But either way, you need to do only positive vibrations and speaking and communication with her, okay?
Okay, thank you.
All right, thank you.
Okay, bye-bye.
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 We had somebody on call, and I think they just dropped in with Lisa.
Okay, that would be Lisa Lucas. And right now, I'm going to have to handle her off of the show. So why don't we keep her off?
We don't have her. I'm just
right
telling
now.
You.
Huh?
She called in. I think she called in and hung up. That's why.
Okay. Okay.
And there's nobody else.
Mm-hmm. All right then. Well, once more, for those of you tuning in and listening to today's show, please don't forget to check out HowPsychic.com for all of your private reading needs. We have the 2-for-1 on the half an hour, and then if you buy two-hour readings, you will get the third free. So please check it out. We're going to go ahead and start listening to some music here. If we don't have any other current callers, And we're going to listen to some music from the CD entitled Oneness by Zarina. This is going to be track number one today, entitled Shriram. Can now be found at Zarina1.com.
Hello? Adam, we can't hear you.
Okay, can you hear me now?
Yes.
Okay, wonderful. All right, everyone, you're listening once more to Psychic Talk Radio. This is your host, Reverend Adam Lee, and we have our specials going on the website right now. If you buy a half an hour, you will get a half an hour free. If you buy 2 one-hour readings, then you will get the third one free. So please check out howpsychic.com. Looks like we have a couple more callers here. We're going to go ahead and take each one of you here. So let's get to it.
Area code 205-540, please state your name, where you're calling from, and go right into your question. 205-540, please state your name, where you're calling from, and go right into your question. Hello? 205.
Hello?
Yes.
It's area code 205.
Right, 205, hon.
Uh-huh, yes. Okay, my name is Robbie. I'm from Alabama. And I just wanted to know if you see a move for me coming up.
Okay, let's see here. Yeah, I do see a move happening, but we're looking at the later part of May to the beginning part of April, okay? Don't know why, but it looks like the move's going to happen here, and that's the timeline that I'm getting. It looks like it's going to be a good move, and it's certainly going to bring you to a better atmosphere than what you've been dealing with. However, what you've had, you're grateful for, and it's not necessarily the worst, but it's certainly not the best. Okay, you're moving up a level energetically to wherever you're moving to. Okay, this is going to be great. I also feel that somehow there's going to be financial involved in this, as if there is a new financial opportunity for you, and that will also be good. Okay?
Okay. Do you see a relationship coming too?
Didn't you just get out of a relationship?
Hold on.
No, I remember speaking with her. Didn't you call it a couple months ago? Didn't you were just getting out of a relationship?
Right. Mm-hmm.
Okay,
yeah.
So when you're just coming out of a relationship, do you really think you want a new relationship at this time?
No, I'm just asking.
Don't worry about it. Don't worry. I remember you now, young lady. You know.
Mm-hmm.
You focus on you. 2 months is nothing. You haven't done any type of clearing, physically, spiritually, karmically, anything. So why don't you focus on what's best for you at this time? And if you want to move, you need to put all your energy into that and just see yourself moving. And you just know that everything will follow. If you think about a relationship, that relationship may hinder you and any growth that you're trying to do. Now, if you value yourself, you don't think about a relationship. You think what's best for you within your own self. So go with that move. Do what you got to do to get, you know, to another level in life. And just know that everything does fall into place, okay?
All right. Thank you so much.
You're welcome, honey.
Thank you.
All right. Bye-bye.
All right, area code 513-344. Please state your name, where you're calling from, and go right into your question. Five one three three four four. Please state your name, where you're calling from, and go right into your question.
Okay, area code 513, first three digits, 344. Please state your name, where you're calling from, and go right into your question.
They hung up. They were having problems earlier, so that's why I said I don't think they can hear us.
Okay. All right. Well, once more, we want to have everyone visit the website, take advantage of these great offers. We never do this through the website. We always do offers and specials, but never like this. So the half an hour, you get one, and you'll get one free, okay? The hour reading, if you buy two, you will get the third one-hour reading free. This applies to today only until midnight tonight. New specials and offers will be presented next week as usual. But for those of you having issues out there, we're going to give you just a couple minutes to once more try and call back into the show. In the meantime, we're going to listen to the next track on our Oneness CD. This is going to be track number 2, entitled Serenity. Can now be found at serena1.com. Okay, and it looks like we have a couple more callers here, or one more caller at least. So we're going to go ahead and take you momentarily, but if you're tuning in to today's show, please don't forget to check out our website at howpsychic.com. We have a 2-for-1 on the 30-minute reading, and if you buy 2 one-hour readings, you will receive one free. All right, Loie, you ready to take our next caller here?
Yes, I'm going to take that call that keeps dropping on us. Hold on a second. Area code 513-344, please state your name, where you're calling from, and go right into your question.
Hi, my name is Katrina, and I'm calling from Ohio, and I want to know if my relatives from Hamilton, Ohio, will be at our family. I mean, will be at our family reunion in July.
Okay. All right. As far as I can feel here, I do get a very clear yes on that one. Okay. And I do feel, though, that there will be peace amongst the ranks. I'm feeling like this family has always had a way of, let's just say, having very much commotion and frustration and tension going on amongst its members. But this time around, there will be more peace, and there will be a lot of truth that comes out and comes to light. And those that need to be humbled will also be humbled.
Okay. Okay. Thanks a lot.
You're welcome.
Thank you.
Okay. Bye-bye.
Hold on. My computer's going off, so. Okay. She hung up. Here you go, 619-549. Please state your name, where you're calling from, and go right into your question.
Hi. Can you hear me?
Yep.
Okay. Yeah, my question is if you see me changing jobs this year at all.
Can you start from the beginning? State your name, where you're calling from.
Oh, yeah. My name is Donna from San Diego. And my question is...
Okay. Once more, your question was?
If I will be changing jobs this year.
Okay. Well, I'm going to rephrase that question, okay, and I'm going to ask it for you. Will you be changing careers this year, okay? And the answer is yes, okay. Do I feel that it's going to happen real soon? No, not at all.
No.
I feel that we're going to have a direction here. Well, you might want it to happen pretty fast, but it's not going to. It's going to take a sweet time on this one. Okay.
Do you see what it is?
Well, honey, we're only doing one question per caller.
Oh, okay.
Let me get out my message to you, okay?
Oh, I'm sorry. Yeah, no problem. Okay, great.
But what I feel here is that we're looking July, okay?
Okay.
And then whatever comes right after July, we're looking at that time period.
Mm-hmm. You know what you want to do? Because you're asking, like, what do you see you doing? What does he see for you doing? Like,
I mean, I
have to go with what calls to you the most, okay?
Right. And if you have so many ideas in your mind, you're confusing the universe. So you're actually only... deterring your own path. So I really think that you need to sit down and clear out what you really want to do and put your mind to it and let the universe bring to it. But at this present moment, you got 20 million things going in your mind, and it's not going to happen.
Well,
I think that's
20
what you
million.
Need to start
there's,
from.
There's a few, not 20 million. There's like three different things. So.
Well, at the end of the day, it's more than one. So I'm just throwing it out there. I'm not telling you like it's going to be three or four. But at the end of the day, when you have a lot going on your mind, it'd be three things and three different topics of one area. At the end of the day, what I said is actually correct because your mind goes boggled to just focus on one. Clear out, realize what you want to do and let it come to you. But if you got three things, if you want to be specific, then you're confusing the universe.
Like, you know, I'm just trusting the universe to
tell me what all three things are that you want to focus
on. Well, I mean, either hairstyling, maybe caregiving or... what else? And something to do with pets, animals.
Three different careers.
Yeah,
that's three totally different careers.
I know.
Your commonality is the heart factor. Each one of those has a heart factor.
Yeah.
Okay?
They do.
And that's what you're leaning towards most is that heart factor. That's why you've got... three totally different things from each other, but yet they all have that commonality, okay?
Yeah.
So really tune in and focus on that heart factor. If that's what you want to do, then the first two are going to be the better choices. Okay? The pets are out. That's not something that I can see you doing. It's something I can see you doing maybe part-time as a volunteer.
Right.
You'd be great at it. But the time, the effort, and the energy, and the pain, whether it be, you know, just the painstaking hours, or the pain of seeing animals go through what they go through, that's going to hurt you. Okay?
True.
Number two... you're more attached to animals than you are human beings, although you have compassion for human beings, okay? I say go for the human being care, if anything, but I can't just sit here and pick out of those three for you. I can just sit here and tell you what I see psychically and logically being the best for you, okay?
Well, logically, it's also
would be
going
home care or something to that effect. But the hairstyling, no, that you can do great with that, but no, there's too much competition in that for you, and you are not one for competition.
It's true.
Logically speaking, if you don't know what you want to do, you need to go out there and intern, go take a week off and be in that field. And then you're going to have to go to a school for either field that you choose. So no matter what, instead of someone waiting, go out there and figure out, experience it, feel it, breathe it.
I have, yeah,
and
I've done that.
Then you should know where you're going, because whatever your first gut instinct is to do, then go for it.
Okay, thank you.
You're welcome. Thank you.
Thank you.
All right, and it doesn't look like we have any more callers right now. So once more, we want to wish everyone a great evening. But please don't forget to check out our website at howpsychic.com. And we have a 2-for-1 on the 30-minute reading. So you buy one, you get one free. We have a buy two and get one free on the 1 hour. So please check it out at howpsychic.com. Once more, that's howpsychic.com. All right, everyone, we want to thank you for calling in and listening to today's show, and we want to wish you all namaste, love, light, and good night.
Good night.